This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on Amini, A-M-I-N-I, first name Marianne, M-A-R-Y-A-M, date of birth, October 6, 43, date of evaluation, February 2nd, 2022, the referring physician, Dr. John Swartz, the chief complaint, 78-year-old female who is seen preoperatively. The HPI, the patient is a 78-year-old female with long-standing history of left wrist pain, which began in approximately 1990. She was treated with steroid injections, period. She had been stable until the last several years when she had worsening pain, period. She reports increased pain, especially at nighttime. Pain is especially worse when the steroid wears off. It is described as moderate to severe intensity and involves all fingers, but especially involves the third and fourth fingers, period. She also has pain involving the left elbow, period. The left wrist pain slash finger pain is associated with numbness of the fingers, period. She specifically notes that the pain was relieved by injection of corticosteroid into the carpal tunnel, period. The past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number anxiety, next number allergies, next number questionable atherosclerosis of the aorta. Past surgical history, unremarkable, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Mother had a CVA at age 90 and died at age 93. The patient denies history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. She does report, correction, gastrointestinal. She does have occasional heartburn, period. She has hemorrhoids, period. Genitourinary, she has frequency, urgency, and small stream. She further reports dribbling, period. The ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 66 beats per minute. There is loss of R waves in leads V1 and correction in leads V3. And AVF, period. Cannot rule out old inferior wall infarct, period. Left anterior superior hemi block pattern present, period. The impression, 77-year-old female with history of recurrent injury involving the left wrist, felt to have carpal tunnel syndrome, which had been responsive to steroid treatment, period. Patient has had progressive symptoms and is now requiring surgical intervention, period. She had been evaluated and found to have findings of carpal tunnel syndrome, period. She is now scheduled for left endoscopic carpal tunnel release, period. She is noted to have mildly abnormal ECG, but has had no symptoms of exertional chest pain, period. Her EKG, again, is noted to be borderline, but her symptoms is atypical for cardiovascular disease, period. She does have history of palpitations, period. She is cleared for her procedure, but should have follow-up echo and or nuclear stress tests, period. While the probability of ischemic heart disease is relatively low, the fact that she does have atherosclerosis involving the aorta would suggest that ischemic workup would be prudent in the future. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.